You're good. tonight. Make this your prayer.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's the reality.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
All day, every day.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Look like we're surrounded, but we're not. The victory has been won. And there are things out there that are trying to get at you. And that's just the reality of the situation. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The devil is trying to take you down. That's his whole purpose. That's what he does. And if you think he's not coming for you here, you're wrong. But the thing is we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be surrounded. We don't need to be kept down, because the victory is in Jesus' name. The victory has been won. It's done. It is. When he died on the cross, his blood shed for you, the victory was won. And so all the lies that you are being told by the enemy, by the devil, by people around you trying to keep you down and keep you from your destiny are just that. They're lies. It is not the truth. Amen? Come on, let's get a little more excited about that. Amen. You have victory, so the things you're struggling with, you don't need to keep struggling with them. That's the good news. The things that you feel surrounded by, pressed down, that are keeping you down, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Your blood.
Yes.
Nothing is as strong as your blood. Nothing is as strong as your blood. And this is how I fight my battles.
God has given me a word just for us, and that like, as I sing these words and I read about his reckless love and what he did for us, it makes me think of the plan and the absolute amazing destiny that he has for each and every one of us. But as I was thinking about that as we're singing, God just showed me a picture of a hand, our hand, and reaching out and grabbing that. And we have to be willing to do that, but he reminded me that so often we can't because we're holding on to something else that's keeping us back from him. And so I think, honestly, every one of us can find something in our life that is holding us back from a deeper, a fuller relationship with God and his destiny for us. And so right now I want to do something very practical, and that I just want everybody to kind of figure out what that is, get it in your mind, and grab it. And we're going to do this physically because Okay, if we don't have action that goes with it, sometimes it's just lost. So I want you to find whatever that is that is keeping you from a deeper relationship with God, from your calling, from your destiny, and whatever that is, I want you to grab it just like this. So everybody, grab something. Grab whatever it is. If it's keeping you from God, no matter how small or how big, it's worth grabbing. And then we're going to throw it away. So I want everybody right now to just throw it on the ground. Because now your hand's open, right? You're not carrying that thing. You're not grabbing onto that thing that's keeping you back from God. And we're free to chase after God and grab onto Him. Like the woman who needed help, who needed healing, she ran after Jesus and grabbed the hem of His cloak. She gave up her fears. She gave up her shame and her guilt of all the things that she threw them down and she grabbed onto Jesus. And so we need to do that sometimes, all the time. We need to let go of the things that are keeping us from Him, keeping us from something greater, because there is an amazing call on all of your life. God did some amazing stuff for you. He made a way for you, but you got to give it up. You got to give up that thing, those things that are holding you back, to grab onto Him.
Thank you. Breathing deep. of a beautiful Father. I'll breathe deep and know that He's good. He's alive.